designer place. We cooked breakfast. Back then, we used to cook the breakfast. So here we are. We're doing some eggs. We're doing some bacon. We're passing this out to a whole bunch of people. People are enjoying it. We're having a good time. We're finishing this up. We get in front. And so I opened it up, started sharing, and then I passed it on to Taylor to share our values. You should have seen her. Her hands were like shaking, but her mouth and the rest of her was solid. She shared those five values, and from that point on, she could share the five values anywhere. It didn't matter. She could do it with her eyes closed, you know, upside down. It did not matter. Because she did it at the most stressful moment ever. But she knew at any time that if she messed it up, that I would be there for her to help her. So she felt good. She felt like there was a team feeling. So Taylor came in, started on board with us. She started actually full-time right away because she hadn't started school back then. And she started doing great. She starts moving and moving forward with everything. We have an event, a round table. And we have a dinner with everybody at night. Of course, you guys remember, if you come down to Houston, we have our VIP at night. And those are awesome. If you've never been to one, please come on down. So here we are. We're sitting around. And we have some Inner Circle members, George and Nessa. And George is an orthodontist. Nessa is his wife, and she helps to run most of the business. And imagine that it's you guys sitting right here. So I'm just saying, hey, guys, how's it going? How are you? And who is this? Because they had twin daughters, because I couldn't tell them apart. I didn't know which one it was, right? So then find out that's Jessica. That was the other sister. Hi, Jessica. How are you? Great. What do you do? Oh, I just finished college. Awesome. Have you started a new job? Are you looking for something? No, but I am looking for something. Wait a second. How many of you have ever met somebody that all of a sudden met all the right criteria? Did you take action on it right away or no? I said, hey, tell you what, we're actually looking for great people. Pull out my phone and I say, when can we get together and go have some coffee? There's no, like, hey, would you like to? No. When are we doing this, right? Be very straightforward. If you want this person to work on your team, you go after it, right? Remember, at the end of the day, how much money you guys have seen can be brought in through referral marketing. When we are looking at returns and playing with the numbers once, we start looking at advertising and advertising. The biggest returns we've ever had with anything was a 33-to-1. I mean, that's some good returns, right? Anybody in here want to invest $1,000 and get $33,000 back? Wait a second. Are you guys still with me?
Yes.
Okay, that's better, all right? 33-to-1. That sounds pretty good, right? Referral marketing on the other side, over 1,000-to-1. I don't know about you, but like that's sounding really good, doesn't it? How much do kolaches cost? You don't know what a kolache is? Is that a Texas thing? Yeah. Remember, when I came from Colombia, I've only lived in Texas, so sorry. But donuts, how much are donuts? Huh?
Not much.
Not much. Not about a few dollars? How much are chocolates? How much are cookies? By the way, don't do cookies. Cookies are overkill, okay? But how much is a piece of just a meal about this big packaged cost?
$5.
What is a referral worth to you?
$5,000.
Those of you that were with us yesterday, what's your potential lifetime value? Remember, from a few thousand to a few hundred million? Guys, the potential is huge. It is huge. Now, the thing about this is that I know that some of you are just not going to do this. I get it. You're just not going to do this. You're not going to be the person.